Welcome to Podcast Bangladesh and our Digital Divide series. Devanjan talks about the digital divide in India, Sunny tells us about the $100 laptop, and Marianne and Omar look at the digital divide in the United States.
Digital divide in India. Strange things are happening to the digital divide in India. For all the cheap infrastructure, poor reach, and cost barriers, the benefits of information technologies are being recognized and savored across India, across income levels. It all started 10 years ago with long-distance direct dialing system. Now the whole country is wired up for phone services. There are pay phones everywhere. Usage costs are falling. Competition is beginning to improve reliability, and Indians have moved telephones to the must list. Then came the satellite television age. Indians everywhere began to be informed of products, of opportunities, of other lifestyles, and suddenly several intervening layers vanished. India is now the mobile telephony and internet age. Let us see some specific examples. Fishermen in Kerala began about 2 years ago to carry mobile phones on board their small boats, useful in emergencies for fishing intelligence and to check which village along the beach bids the best for their catch. The idea is spreading. Similarly, farmers in several states use mobile phones and intranets to find the best prices for grains, milk, and whatever else that went earlier through middlemen. Digital divide has helped India a lot. Mostly all villages have phone connection, if not internet connection. Digital divide in India is slowly but steadily disappearing, so that all the barefoot school children of today have the chance to access computers and aren't left peering in through the windows as they sweep the park.
What is the $100 laptop? The proposed $100 must be with a dual mode display, both are full color transmissive DVD mode, and a second display option that is black and white reflect readable at 3 times the resolution. The laptop will have a 500 megapixel and 128 megabytes of DRAM with 500 megabytes of flash memory. It will not have a hard disk, but will have a 4 USB ports. The laptops will have a wireless broadband that, among other things, to work as a mesh network. Each laptop will be able to talk to its nearest, creating an ad hoc local area network. The laptop will use innovative power up and will be able to do most everything except store a huge amount. How will this be marketed? The laptop will be sold to government and issued to children by school on a basis of one laptop per child, and have been paired with China, India, Brazil, Argentina, Egypt, and Thailand. Additional modest allocation of machines will be developer communities in a number of other countries. A commercial version of the machine will be explored in parallel. Why do children in developing nations need laptops of both a window and a tool? A window into the world and a tool with their wonderful way to all children to learn learning.
The US and the digital divide gap. There is a growth of the internet and widening employment of computer technology is fueling an historic economy boom in the United States. Millions of Americans are being left behind due to insufficient technology training or having insufficient gaining access to computers or to the internet. There is a gap that has been created between those with access to technology and those without. Therefore, there is a call for digital divide. Recent debates surrounding the issues reported from the Department of Commerce, National Telecommunication and Information Administration, NTIA, states that in July 1999, the NTIA published Failing Through the Net, defining the digital divide. The report examined how new technology is creating haves and have-nots, and it was reported that digital divide expanded in 1999 On April 17, the ex-president Bill Clinton unveiled a pledge of over $100 million from the tech companies for poor communities. In January 1999, he announced a package of tax credits, private and public investment, and other programs to help digital divide have-nots. And since then, many computer and internet companies and organizations have been eager to cooperate. Here's more from Omar regarding the US and the digital divide.
It is a duty for the government to close the digital divide gap between the different classes of people in the United States. They believe that every individual deserves an equal opportunity to use the new technologies for both economic improvement and self-skills advances. President Clinton also has endorsed a $250 million plan to offer tax credits and affordable loans to businesses that employ people in a low-income area. E-Rate, a new program to give grants to schools and libraries, have provided $2.25 billion this past year alone. The price of these programs is well worth the cost because the use of new technologies have been increased and economic opportunities for Americans have been greatly expanded. The NTIA reported that between the years of 1994 and 1998, the gap between those with internet access grew. However, during the period of time, African Americans became far more likely to own computers, and in fact, the percentages increase in computer ownership among minorities was nearly twice that of whites. Here are a few facts that have been found from NITA researchers. First point, the time taken for a quarter of the population to obtain internet access is 7 times faster than that of electricity, 5 times faster than the telephone. Second point, black and Hispanic households are only 2/5 as likely to have internet access as white households. Third point, households with incomes under $75,000 are more than 20 times as likely to have internet access to the internet than households with incomes under $15,000. And the last point, in February 2000, Ford Motor Company and Delta Airlines Inc. Incorporated offered to provide every employee with home computers and internet accesses. From the above statistics, researchers, it can be verified that the digital divide has narrowed the wide gap throughout the years.
You've been listening to Podcast Bangladesh, brought to you by students and staff at the International School Dhaka. I'm Julie Lindsay. Bye for now.